Welcome to Valley Voices, where we bring you conversations covering all things local, from news, politics, and government to culture and community issues that are relevant to Lehigh Valley residents. I'm your host, Margaret McConnell, the executive director at WDIY. And this episode, we're going to be speaking with Ryan Griffiths, who is the recreation manager for the soon-to-open Upper Macungie Community Lifestyle Center. And I had the privilege of having a tour recently, about a month ago, and it is truly breathtaking what is being built right now in your community. So welcome to the show, Ryan. For listeners who haven't seen it yet, how would you describe the Upper Mac Community Lifestyle Center?
So the Upper Macungie Township Community Lifestyle Center is approximately 195,000 square feet of multi-purpose community use space. The building itself has a variety of different amenities, such as a glass enclosed welcoming lobby, three different community rooms that are rentable from anything from a birthday party or a graduation party to a neighborhood group meeting or a program such as a STEM or chess camp, or just active lifestyle activities such as Zumba or yoga or Pilates going on in one of these rooms. We are fortunate to have a full-size hardwood basketball court with extra baskets that can be used for youth activity and volleyball capabilities, but could also be a home space for a graduation dance or a prom or a high-level fundraising activity or a community night out where it's a holiday and our staff is running a St. Patrick's Day event or a mother-daughter dance or something like that. We also have a second gymnasium with two full-size basketball courts that has amenities for up to four volleyball courts or six pickleball courts. And with its rubberized surfacing, it could be a space for trade shows or community resource fairs or even, you know, a local, you know, park and rec dodgeball tournament. Around these three buildings is the centerpiece of the facility, which is a large-scale indoor turf multi-use field. The turf field is big enough for an 11v11 regulation soccer field, but then can be divided into smaller sections for other activities like lacrosse, field hockey, or a giant resource fair, a concert in the park when it's raining outside, our movies in the park when the weather doesn't cooperate, or some of our large-scale special events that are open to all ages and abilities of the community. That turf field is surrounded by a rubberized walking track that's just short of a quarter mile that's open to members and non-members alike for walking and jogging purposes. Above all of this is an open-air fitness mezzanine brought to you by our official healthcare partner, Lehigh Valley Health Network, part of Jefferson Health, where we have a wide variety of exercise equipment for, like I said, all ages and abilities, not just sports performance, but, you know, the general public to use as part of their membership that is available during the hours that we're open. So a lot of different amenities, a lot of things that are sport and active lifestyle focused, but we really were purposeful in making sure all of those spaces can be used for different kinds of functions when you think outside the box. So, you know, while a large soccer field is definitely easy to configure for soccer, a local religious prayer service or a resource fair is something that can be accomplished that we've thought mindfully about making sure we can hold here at the Upper Macungie Community Lifestyle Center.
Wow. Okay. So that took you 4 minutes to get through to talk about this building, which just shows you how enormous it is. Why did the township decide it needed a facility like this?
Back in 2011, the residents of Upper Macungie, in response to that year's comprehensive park rec open space plan, mentioned they wanted to have more access to recreational amenities without raising taxes. And through that planning process and iterations off of that, the number one priority became we want a recreation center. Since 2011 through today, we put our first shovel in the ground for our groundbreaking in September of 2024. Different designs and renditions evolved into what we have today. We really listened to public input about the types of amenities and services they wanted, and then working with a local architect who is a township resident, landed on the current design and the offerings that we encounter. Also in that process, we redid our comprehensive park rec open space plan in 2025, and we saw a lot of the same trends about what individual residents wanted out of a community center. So they didn't want necessarily something that was just a youth sports facility or something that was just, you know, field sports. They wanted something that could cater to all ages, all abilities, and it had a wide range of offerings. But to get over the hurdle to this point, you know, we did a lot of different grant funding opportunities. And then we engaged with the Upper Macungie Township Community Fund, which is a 501c3 nonprofit, to work towards sponsorships and donations to help offset the cost of construction and operation. So through the community fund, we do have four founding partners of the project that are helping us accomplish that goal. And those are Air Products, Alvin H. Butz Companies, Jandel Family of Companies, and our official healthcare partner, Lehigh Valley Health Network, part of Jefferson Health.
Okay, so the vision was made possible without raising tax dollars, but through community and corporate support.
Correct.
Great, that's wonderful. Now, Upper Macungie is one of the Pennsylvania's fastest growing communities. How did that growth influence the design of the center?
I think our planning staff and our architect and our construction managers and township staff realized that we couldn't build something that we were going to outgrow immediately. We needed to think ahead to go, okay, our projections are showing us potential doubling the size of the township in 20 plus years. We need to be ready to have a facility that can accommodate that. We also had to make sure that, as we've seen over the past couple of years, a lot of our activities and our event offerings are drawing people from surrounding communities and from the greater Valley area to come to what we're offering because they enjoy it. It's family friendly. We put on good programs and activities that have that regional draw. And we had to account for that as well in what we were planning to build and planning to use the facility for. Our staff has spent a lot of time kind of balancing, you know, obviously rental requests and, you know, tournaments and reoccurring rentals for practice and game space, but also realizing that we can't block out residents and members at the expense of those things. So it's been a lot of thoughtful collaboration to make sure that the building, while it is massive, is full of the things the public and the community have asked us to do.
Now, this all started before you had the announcement that Eli Lilly was going to build a facility in your township. How has that changed anything, or has it at this point?
I think that decision just shows how Upper Macungie has positioned itself to be ready for growth. I think we're going to see an influx of, you know, obviously with the projections of jobs, and those jobs come with families and individuals who are looking to establish a home here in the township. And they're going to find that a community lifestyle center such as ours is going to be a great place to bring those families and bring those individuals to live a healthy, active lifestyle and be invested here with the community.
Okay, great. So it's going to just fold those new residents right back into the community with this center. Now, how do you envision local organizations and nonprofits using this facility? You mentioned a couple of examples of uses of the facility and the different rooms. Can you expand on that at all?
Sure. Our staff has had active conversations with a lot of different organizations. You know, one, for example, Lehigh County Aging and Adult Services. We're taking a look at what programs they offer and how the spaces we have, whether it be our community rooms or even our rubberized gymnasium floor to do, say, a fall prevention clinic or some of their active balance classes that we've looked at. We've engaged with the Parkland Library to see how, as with the Parkland Area Library covering the school district, the township is one of those three townships that encompass the Parkland School District. How do we bring some of their classes and programs? How do we potentially have a mobile book drop-off or pickup here at the Community Lifestyle Center. We've talked to and are excited to be able to be a static collection point for the Parkland Cares food pantry, that as you come into the front lobby, that there's going to be a collection drop-off for non-perishable foods to help the pantry out. We have looked at Big Brothers Big Sisters as one to bring some of their programming. We are really engaged with showing people the space, kind of talking through what is possible, and then finding a home for them to be here as part of it. Because with partnering with those nonprofits, our recreation staff now with the Community Lifestyle Center is encompassed by a recreation manager, an assistant recreation manager, facility coordinator, and part-time site lead and front desk attendant staff. So I'm not teaching the soccer class. I'm not teaching the Zumba class. We're collaborating with our partners to provide that programming to our community. And working with local nonprofits, yes, the community room or the gym might be a space for an event that they're running, but it also opens the door to how do we collaborate with township staff to offer something more to our Upper McCungee Township community.
So outside of like the organizations, the nonprofits using it, what do you envision for businesses, schools, community groups? It seems like there's really something for everyone here.
Absolutely. I think with the school district, you know, we are looking at basically, you know, even something as simple as our hours of operation, that we need to be aware that when school is out on a random, you know, professional development day or a single day holiday, say, you know, President's Day, the Community Lifestyle Center needs to be open because those families and those children are going to need a place for activity. I know this upcoming school year, there's a 2-week break in the middle of winter. We can see ourselves running camps and clinics and activities when school's not in session for working with the school district. For community groups, you know, your Boy Scouts, your Girl Scouts, while we are healthy living lifestyles, you know, it's all about moderation and balance, that, you know, maybe we have a large cookie drive here for the Girl Scouts, or the Boy Scouts are doing their popcorn drive. Maybe it's a, hey, you know, we're going to do a first time camper kind of program. And rather than go all the way out, you know, offsite to camping, we try a camp in concept here on the turf field where it's a movie night for the various groups. Definitely neighborhood organizations, you know, yeah, kind of, if you don't have a clubhouse or you don't have a space to do your community group meeting, we have plenty of space between our three rooms. Our average capacity is somewhere over 50. Our community room A and B could be expandable up to about 150. We've partnered with other groups such as Penn State Lehigh Valley Extension, where one of our first classes we're offering in August is a make your own rain barrel class for backyards and homes for rainwater collection. I know I keep saying it, but it's, you know, we are open to any and all ideas to find a way to try. And that's really what community is about, is we're not going to say no right off the bat. We might say, let's ask some additional questions. But I think, again, this is a space that once you're in and you see what it can do, sky's the limit.
Yeah, truly. Before we go back inside the building, one final question. Do you see this center becoming a regional destination and drawing people from outside the Lehigh Valley?
We do. Grange Park does have a couple events each year where, for example, the first weekend in June, we just had Legends Laxapalooza, which is a large lacrosse tournament that brings teams all from all across the country. We have had multiple discussions with Discover Lehigh Valley and how to market the center as a destination to bring in some of that regional or national draw. A lot of different sports or expos or trade shows are looking for destinations, and I think this facility is one that could have that draw. Through the Upper McCungee Township Community Fund, in our feasibility study that they commissioned, the projected usage is about 500,000 visitors a year annually is what we are anticipating, and hopefully we exceed those expectations. But yes, I do see it as a regional draw and even a statewide draw.
Wow, that's amazing. There's so many things that have happened in the Lehigh Valley over the last 10, 20 years that have continued to bring people here, and this is exciting to see another one. Now, let's go inside the facility. Walk us through the building. What can people expect when they walk through the front doors?
Sure. So as soon as people walk through the front door, they can expect to see a wide open, very well lit up logo of the Upper McKenzie Township Community Lifestyle Center with welcoming front desk staff there to answer any questions, sell a membership, register for a class, just orient you to where to go into the building. From there, the building spokes out to our community rooms, and actually just finished up this past week is our wayfinding striping on our polished concrete floor. So whether it's the double wide gym that's or we'll call it our orange building, you follow an orange wayfinding line to the orange building, or our turf field for our green building, you're guided to where you need to go throughout the facility. As you come around the multi-purpose room, we have our full scale cafe area with seating for about 100 inside and an outdoor patio that will have outdoor seating as well. And then from there, it kind of goes in three different directions into the bigger wings, our community room wing, our hardwood gymnasium, our turf field, and then our double wide gym. So large main corridors with locker rooms, bathrooms off of them, and then open corridor spaces, wide open corridors into each of those gym spaces so you can see the different activities going on, and also access control to a second level with our fitness mezzanine that is membership use only with a card swipe or a key fob swipe to access for the elevated fitness mezzanine.
Okay, and now let's look at this. This indoor turf field is certainly the centerpiece. It's got a beautiful ceiling or a roof. I don't know if I'd call it a ceiling. You'll have to describe it for folks, but talk to us about what that turf field is going to be used for and explain the roofing system.
Sure. So the roofing system is a heavy timber truss system. It came from a company out of Canada called StructureCraft that specializes in heavy timber truss. And the turf field piece is actually three different pieces of heavy timber, I'll call it a left side, a right side, and then a keystone connector piece in the middle that is a very intricate mix of wood and steel beams. Our architect was doing some research and found this system, asked our community and board what they thought of it, and it's very stunning once you see it. You can see our renderings. It's about 99.6% accurate compared to what was built, and it's very eye-catching. It's not your standard drop ceiling or steel kind of prefab building, so it really gives an aesthetic to a warmth to it that makes you want to be in that space. As far as the turf, we've got groups, soccer groups, lacrosse groups, field hockey groups who are interested in using it for practices and games. We've seen the space with three 10-foot by 16-foot video scoreboards that can also be programmed to do a movie in the park, or say we put a stage in there with a concert and then project video of the concert on the screens. We've had groups, like I mentioned before, who have looked at it as prayer service kind of spaces, various resource fairs that we've envisioned how we put multiple different vendors. Recently announced for part of our turf field and our double wide, we call it our C gymnasium with a rubber floor, a local group, JBF, Just Between Friends, Allentown, which does large consignment sales throughout the year, has signed on to have their fall and potentially winter consignment sales on turf field and in gymnasiums. We've looked at how you can do various graduation ceremonies. We've looked at our Winterfest lineup and our kids' New Year's Eve events, which are traditionally outdoor and very colder weather. Last year, we had to cancel and reschedule Winterfest due to minus 20 degree wind chill. But if you move it inside, now you have it inside of a community center and we still have the event as scheduled. Or instead of a balloon drop that blows balloons around the park, we do a balloon drop from a heavy timber truss system onto a turf field for kids and families. So, again, kind of the point driving home that it is for all members and all individuals of our community, and not only Upper McKenzie, but our surrounding areas. And it's something that we are open to almost any and every idea to see how to bring community into the space.
Awesome. Okay. So the gyms and community rooms seem intentionally flexible. Why was adaptability such an important part of the design?
When you ask the individuals the word community and you ask it to a sports team or you ask it to a neighborhood group of senior citizens, you're probably going to get different answers. And we wanted to make sure that as an overarching community lifestyle center, that we can accommodate all different versions of that word community.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like you're doing a great job of doing that.
I was just saying, one thing I forgot to mention about the turf field, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say it, is we also have sustainability as one of our key values with the building, and obviously with Air Products as one of our founding partners. And the Heavy Timber Trust and ways the building is set up are for energy efficiency. But the turf field itself, to point out, is your typical turf field has a lot of infill in it, which usually comes in the form of what they call crumb rubber, kind of ground up recycled tires that, you know, if you're an outdoor field, it adds heat to it. There are some research out there about health concerns. And we said we wanted to be at the forefront and not have crumb rubber as part of this field. So when you step on it and you're playing on it, you're not going to fill your shoes with crumb rubber. It's not going to kick up all over the place and stick to you. We use sand as our infill. So we were intentional about making sure we did not have that based upon our core value of sustainability. And outside the walls, just recently installed, were our 5 electronic vehicle charging stations. There's two charging ports per station, so we can accommodate up to charging 10 electric vehicles at a time with this facility.
Now, do you have a favorite feature in the building that you're most excited about?
I think besides my office is the just the sheer magnitude of our standing up on our fitness mezzanine and being able to see the turf field and the walking track. And then on the other side, one of our gymnasiums where you kind of have a bird's eye view of all the activity that can happen. And that open air concept that if I'm sitting on, you know, the treadmill doing a walk, I can see the basketball game going on, or I could see the Healthy Kids running series on the track as a program, or, you know, let's say it's a kid's birthday party that's also used in the turf field. You can see it all going on and watching how your ideas have come to life and be used in that space is what I think is my favorite piece of it.
Yeah, it's hard to bypass that. Talk to me about the partnership that you have with Lehigh Valley Health Network. How will healthcare and wellness programming fit into the center, and how are they part of that?
So we have been collaborating with them as our official healthcare partner for approximately about 2 years now in the planning stages to implementation of what we're going to do. How it's going to be implemented here is there will actually be LVHN staff at this location. And with that, whether it's the athletic trainer for the building, not just a specific sports team or a specific class, but for the building, is a way that individuals who are working out or they're engaged in a game or an activity, if there was an injury or there was treatment of some kind, it's right here and accessible. Sports performance, a lot of different sports performance staff with classes and programs for small groups, for teams, for middle school age athletes about maybe just getting into how to weight lift and how to go about it, will be here as well. Also on our general fitness side, we have an exercise physiologist who is scheduled to be here as a staff member that is helping out with things such as initial equipment orientations or body composition assessments, ability to do blocks of personal training with a member of the LVHN staff, helping you also build out a fitness plan. There are other things such as, you know, we were just approved a couple of weeks ago to be a location for Rocksteady Boxing, which is an offering for patients with Parkinson's to do a boxing class. But also asking with LVHN that on a regular cadence of, okay, that patient's here for Rock City Boxing, how do we offer something for, say, the caregiver of the individual with Parkinson's, or how do we do a dementia care support group or a general nutrition activity, you know, kind of spurring off of our connections with LVHN. It's opened up doors to other partnerships of partners of LVHN, but part of Jefferson Health. You know, for example, Blue Zones Allentown is one where LVHN is a sponsor of them, and they come with their whole lineup of healthy activities about trying to help make individuals switch into healthy habits to live longer. So in our parking lot, we're actually putting 7 Blue Zones parking spaces to encourage people to park as far as they can away from the building and move actively into the building. They come with a lineup of programming and event offerings as well that without that partnership with Lehigh Valley Health Network, part of Jefferson Health, wouldn't have opened that door. We continue to have conversations about healthy food options here, either at the facility or part of our vending machine lineup, and looking at a group like the Kellen Foundation, where you can pre-order plant-based meals, but do a pickup at a location that the community center might be a possible location, or their chef team comes in and does cooking and nutrition demonstrations to help you learn at home how to cook better and be healthier. So I would say that collaboration gives us the base of common values of what LVHN and Par Jefferson Health has, knowing where we can go with it to serve our community, having the dedicated staff that has worked with our park and recreation staff to get us to that point of advertising and promoting those classes. The other thing is, you know, this upcoming Sunday, we have a registration-based stress test clinic with them where they're bringing in impact athletes and kind of a health and wellness fair that we're going to have in the facility to give people a little taste of what's to come. So that's a lot to say, just that we share common values, and knowing that we have dedicated staff on both sides for this facility is really what's going to give our community access to those types of programs and events to help improve their quality of life.
Great. So we are at the end of our time here. So why don't you share with folks when you think it's going to be open, what's the plan there, and where it's located?
Sure. So we're located at 340 Grange Road, Allentown, PA, 18106, right off the roundabout in the main entrance of Grange Park. You can't miss us. It's a big, giant building. You make a right after you come into the park, and you will see our main entryway. Currently, we're moving our staff in. We're doing some sign-ups for memberships or our splash pad that's in the park, collecting your membership cards for splash pads. And based upon sign-ups, doing some public tours at this time. Throughout the month of July, we are going to be doing registration-based clinics and offerings that we will advertise, with our goal of announcing a hard grand opening sometime in early August. We should be having the ability to make that announcement rather shortly here. Can't give the exact date away just yet, but looking to be, as we said, the goal was summer 2026. We're looking early August to make that come to life.
Okay, and what's the website where folks can learn more?
Sure, so everyone should be going to www.uppermac.org. Click under Departments, Park and Recreation, and we have a tab for the Community Lifestyle Center to get more information. It includes my name, email address, our shared email address, that we'd be happy to answer any questions or phone calls, or really talk everyone's ear off about the great things that we got going on here at the building. And, you know, just excited to get to this finish line and make it happen for our community.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Valley Voices. We've been talking with Ryan Griffith from the Upper Macungie Community Lifestyle Center. You're listening to Valley Voices on WDIY, and you can always find this episode on our website or on your favorite podcast platform. Thanks for tuning in.